I'm here at Darren Curtis, the director, writer, and producer of Boost, a new Canadian film that just got 5 CSA nominations. Surprisingly enough, not one for Darren, but that's something else. So Darren, tell us a little briefly about the genesis of this project. I know that originally it was not based in the... the black community in Montreal is based South Asian. Could you tell us a little bit about that and why the change occurred?
Yeah, great. Thanks again for talking to me about the project and everything. It was written it was definitely focused on an immigrant community. That was sort of part of the research into the original sort of auto theft ring that was taking place in, actually it was Montreal parking lot at the hotel. And we were able to hook up, the producers hooked me up with an amazing cultural consultant, Matt Jeanston, who worked in the South Asian community. He was South Asian himself. He ran an after-school program in the local newspaper. So we did a lot of research into sort of, you know, stuff that he would tell me. And what he really liked about the script was that even though he was focusing on an immigrant family and you know, in this community and the son of immigrants, that it wasn't, there was a lot more going on. It was more about his relationship to Montreal and the type of city that it is, and that it's always not the most inviting and welcoming place to, you know, foreigners. You know, even as an Anglophone living in Montreal, sometimes you kind of feel like an outsider. So we developed the script, you know, all the way, and then when it came to casting, it was just difficult to find South Asian actors that were, you know, believable in the role. The roles that we were looking for. So we started to, I had met Nabil, who plays Hakeem in the movie, earlier at the CFC during when they were supposed to finance the film. And I remember being like, that actor was fantastic. I'd like to see him again. And our casting director, Jonathan Olivieri, also brought in Jamil French as well, just to sort of read. And then when we kind of put the two of them together, I was like, this is amazing. Like, these two guys are so good. You know, everybody else, like, nobody's come close to the chemistry and the believability of these two leads. So speaking to Nabil, we asked him a lot about his background and his history, and he's Eritrean. He was born there, and he's been living in Canada since he was young. So a lot of the story about, you know, the immigrant experience really translated to his own sort of personal history. So we kind of were able to move the story and take on a lot of the details from his own life and adapt the story from the South Asian community to the African-Canadian experience.